As part of a U.S. State Department program, the Atlanta Police Department trains police all over the world. The APD receives special praise for its training on hate crimes. But how does it operate in countries where being gay can land you in prison? WABE's Lisa Hagen reports.
When the APD first started training police overseas, Sergeant Warren Picard was one of the first guys they sent. He was part of a team in East Timor. At the time, it had only been its own country, independent of Indonesia, for 12 years.
The government was ran by military. So now we develop a police department. We started from scratch, enlisted recruits to start the academy, and we trained them in the modern day way of policing.
He was there for 6 months, teaching accident investigations, drug trafficking, how to deal with domestic disputes. That stuff Picard knows inside and out. He's been a police trainer for almost 30 years. But the cultural barriers, some of those were new. He remembers one class.
The translator said he wanted to know, what did we do with witches in our country? And as a police officer living in a society where, you know, that's not an everyday question, I was taken aback.
His solution? Call the class to a break and ask some native Timorese how to handle that conversation. That was a speed bump compared to other obstacles the trainers faced. Sergeant Picard still keeps a copy of a memo from one of East Timor's security leaders.
One of the Defense Force chiefs said that, you know, let's not get confused with the American way of doing things. We still put you in jail and starve you and so on and so forth.
Torture, abuse, corruption. These are well-documented systemic issues in many of the places Atlanta's officers train police. El Salvador, Haiti, the Republic of Georgia, Thailand, and recently, Nigeria.
I think it's important for both the Atlanta police as well as the State Department to realize that by simply engaging with this foreign government and with the Nigerian police, you are indeed giving them legitimacy.
That's Adete Akwe with Amnesty International. He says government security forces in Nigeria have an abysmal human rights record.
You are treating them as a partner or as a peer. And in that sense, you are in some ways sanctioning or turning a blind eye to what could be behavior that you yourself would not condone.
In Nigeria, quote, homosexual acts are punishable by up to 14 years in prison. Akwe says police there use that law to target LGBT people for bribes and abuse. Atlanta's police are well equipped to handle violence against LGBT communities. That's according to Bill Brownfield with the U.S. State Department.
And I want to be very clear on this. As far as the State Department is concerned, the Atlanta Police Department is the leader on the issue of hate crimes and sexual and gender-based violence crimes.
But sex and gender weren't on the agenda for the APD's Nigeria mission.
We can only do the training in-country that the individual governments are prepared to accept.
What they did was send crime techs to train on crime scene processing and fingerprinting, mostly for narcotics investigations.
Fingerprints, yeah, and then what?
That's Bisi Alimi. 12 years ago, he came out as gay on national television in Nigeria. Now he runs an LGBT advocacy and policy research organization from the UK, where he fled after being attacked. Alimi says even before Nigeria's laws on homosexuality, he and other gay men were targeted, not protected, by Nigerian cops.
They arrest them on the suspicion that they're gay and use them as a means of making money. A lot of us don't want our parents to know. Don't want to be ridiculed, don't want to go to court.
He says the abuses range from extortion to sexual violence. Alimi sees a huge need for comprehensive law enforcement training.
I don't expect the Atlanta police to come to Nigeria and tell Nigerian police to fly a rainbow flag.
But he says human rights have to be front and center. Anything less,
it's a waste of time.
I can understand those concerns.
Sergeant Picard again with the APD.
But it does not and will not deter the effort to try to change. Plain and simple.
Picard says he sees the invitations from foreign police as a signal that changes are welcome, that he wouldn't participate in the program if he didn't see the value in it. He says wherever he trains officers, he tells them, always be mindful of what you represent. Lisa Hagen, WABE News.